Mayor Fox landing the DNC was viewed as a huge prize for Charlotte. Was it worth the time, the money, and the effort?
There's no question that it was. This was an opportunity for our city to be on an international platform, and the 15,000 media folks that came down to our city got a chance to see not only the 17th largest city, not only a financial center across the world and an emerging energy capital, but they also got to see a city that has an incredibly strong heart, an incredibly strong sense of community, and an incredibly strong focus on the future. And I think that's going to stand us well long term in everything we do, from economic development to just talking about our city in many, many different contexts going forward.
As the mayor of the host city, you were also in the spotlight. You had a short turn at the convention podium on Tuesday evening. More people outside Charlotte now know who you are. So what did the DNC do for your own political profile?
I don't know. I think the most important thing this week offered to us was an opportunity to talk about North Carolina and Charlotte. It gave us a chance to tell our own story in our own words. I mean, how many times do you get a chance to do that? And at a time when the global economy is still fragile, I think a competitive advantage for us now is that we have a calling card as a city. And that's that, you know, forget about me. That's the most important thing that came out of this.
And in terms of the logistics, moving people around, transportation, how did that all work out? Were there some snags?
You know, nothing runs 100% smoothly when you're talking about moving large numbers of people around a relatively compact city. But overall, in relative terms to what people normally deal with conventions, I think it was a home run. I've been to two conventions in cities that were relatively spread out. And, you know, when you have a 30-40 minute travel time as a delegate, that's a real imposition on your day. We didn't have that in the city. We had people moving around the city pretty well. And I was actually, frankly, pleased to see that after Monday, when we had the Carolina Fest, we had a great flow of traffic. It wasn't completely free of holdups from here from time to time. But overall, I think our transportation and security plans held up quite well.
Mayor, something that was really different for Charlotte out of all this was large-scale protests, and there had been so much planning for that. And in fact, the police department did not fully enforce all of what they had at their disposal in terms of the extraordinary events ordinance. They allowed camping in places where they officially wouldn't under that ordinance. Why do you think that was, and do you think that was the right move?
Well, you know, I think there is, in law enforcement, you know, an aspect of judgment that's involved in an activity like this. And our police chief never gave the campers permission to be there and retain the ability to enforce that law at any time. But I think that in the situation that we found ourselves, it was probably better to have that happen without creating a huge confrontation that created a national call to arms than it was to have them be present.
A lot of people are asking or wondering, you know, how do we top this? What's your thought on that?
Well, I'm really interested in the anecdotal and the hard data that comes back as a result of this convention. Who's to say? I mean, I think we should be thinking big for the future. I think we should be thinking about a Super Bowl or an Olympics or something. Some of those types of events, particularly an Olympics, may take us 10 or 15 years to put all the assets in place to do, but it's no reason why we shouldn't be thinking about it now.
Mayor Fox, thanks very much.
Thank you.